Right at the very outset, it has to be said that it is never lawful to come to Hong Kong as a visitor and to start working. I suspect that the information that your clients received previously in relation to the Immigration Department's representations was a confused understanding of being able to arrive in Hong Kong as a visitor and apply for an employment visa, that is, to adjust your status from visitor to employment whilst you're in Hong Kong, particularly if time is pressing because your deployment to Hong Kong has come at quite sort of late notice in the day. So the important thing here is to understand that any time that your clients have spent in Hong Kong as visitors and they've been working, at all times has been a breach of their conditions of stay. There's absolutely no doubt about that. So in terms of where they go from here, they have another 3 or 4 weeks before their current period of stay as visitor is due to expire. And the question is, well, can they now extend their visitor visa so they can continue to remain in Hong Kong to work? The short answer is that the Immigration Department will not extend a visitor visa to allow somebody to continue to breach their conditions of stay in Hong Kong. Therefore, the situation before us is such that they need to make an application to adjust their status from visitor to employment, which is effectively an employment visa application. Now, any time that they've spent in Hong Kong as visitors working needs to be kept off the application forms, and they in fact need to keep a very low profile about this inadvertent breach of conditions of stay. Because if the Immigration Department get wind of it, you can be certain that they're not going to be particularly happy. Therefore, apply to adjust your status from visitor to employment, and assuming that they're British nationals and that they have been here for nigh on 6 months now, what they need to do is to make an exit, perhaps to Macau or Shenzhen, or even fly out via the airport, and then re-enter again. And that will grant them, another 6 month period of stay as visitors, which will be ample time for the processes in relation to their employment visa application to play themselves out. As regards the form ID 990A on section 2, this application form is ostensibly crafted to anticipate people who are outside of Hong Kong at the time that they make their applications for employment visas, because that's the way the system actually works. So in this regard, where it says proposed date of entry, just say present in Hong Kong now, and in relation to the proposed period of stay, simply state at your discretion. Okay, so to recap very quickly, working as a visitor is unlawful. That needs to be understood. Application must be made to adjust status from visitor visa to employment visa. This can be done in Hong Kong. You do use Form ID 990A. You also need Form ID 990B, which is a sponsorship form. And all of these conditions apply to employment visa applications. So I would suggest that you have a look at the link included are at the bottom of this post, 10 must-have resources for a successful Hong Kong employment visa application, together with the resources of the Hong Kong Visa Handbook, and that'll teach you everything that you need to know to go about getting employment visas for them in Hong Kong.